AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Iraqi government has not provided enough security forces recruits to train.
Of the 24,000 Iraqi security forces we had originally envisioned training at our four sites by this fall, we've only received enough recruits to be able to train about 7,000. In addition to 2,000 counterterrorism service personnel.
Carter testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Last week, the White House announced as many as 450 more U.S. troops will be sent to a new base in Anbar province in Iraq, mainly to advise the Iraqis on the attempt to retake Ramadi from the Islamic State group. Tropical Depression Bill keeps moving inland. Flash flood watches are up for eastern Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas. Some parts of Oklahoma could get as much as 7 inches of rain. There's a flash flood warning for 7 counties in Texas. The search area has been expanded in upstate New York for escape killers Richard Matt and David Sweat. They've been on the loose for 12 days after using power tools to cut their way out of their cells. In Washington today, President Obama took part in an investiture ceremony for Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
The law is her map, justice her compass.
The president said Lynch is proving herself to be a tough but fair attorney general. Loretta Lynch was sworn in by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. An armed man who was shot by guards this week outside an Air Force base in Arkansas has died. Investigators say Larry McElroy drove his SUV over a curb outside the Little Rock Air Force base's main gate Monday and struck a sign. Officials in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia say a tiger mauled a man to death today at an abandoned factory. The tiger was then shot and killed by police. Officials had earlier said all the tigers that had been trapped in a flood in that zoo had died. Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 16 points. This is AP Radio News. Swiss private bank Julius Baer says it's investigating its involvement in a FIFA corruption case and is cooperating with authorities. Michael Lauber is Switzerland's attorney general.
We have also received suspicious activity reports from the Swiss Financial Intelligence Unit, the Money Laundering Reporting Office of Switzerland.
The Swiss bank was named in a U.S. Justice Department indictment 3 weeks ago involving FIFA. A lawyer in Britain who loves crossword puzzles decided to keep with that theme when asking his girlfriend to marry him. Matthew Dick got the Times of London to agree, and the clue for one down in the crossword yesterday was pretty Welsh girl thought not to be all there. The answer, Delith Hughes. The other clues included, will you marry me? Say that that's forwards. It's also so rude. The answer was proposal. Dick showed Hughes the crossword, reached into his pocket to get a ring. Jokingly, she first said no, but later said yes. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.